Hello and welcome to Relatable with Sui. I personally want to thank you for joining me today. On this podcast, we talk about all things relatable and, of course, self-improvement. This is your host, Sui Lanji. Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Relatable with Sui. I know it's been a while. I'm actually embarrassed sitting here right now and telling you guys welcome back when I haven't been faithful. I haven't been, you know, consistent, and I promised some things, but you know, promises are meant to be broken. And I hope you guys forgive me for this inconsistency, but we'll work on it. A lot of things have happened during the past month, and I'm just glad I'm able to sit down right now and actually record this episode. So just before I start, if you hear any noise in the background, please forgive me and just ignore it. I hope it won't be that loud. I'm just not in my usual recording place. Yeah, so don't mind any noise that you're going to be getting from the background. So today's episode is called 2020 Rewind. Yeah, so basically I just want to talk about the year 2020. Obviously, this is like way too late. This is the end of January. We should be talking about 2021 and not 2020, but I was supposed to publish this episode end of December or beginning of January at least, but then I just couldn't because of, anyways, there's nothing to explain. I was just being lazy, if I'm being honest. Yeah, so I took the time to actually reflect back on the year 2020, and obviously a lot has happened. I don't even need to like start saying exactly what happened in the year. Like, if you don't know, are you even on this planet with us? But yeah, so much happened in the year 2020. So many negative things happened. People lost their jobs, their careers. People lost their loved ones. And aside from the negatives that happened, there were also a lot of positive things that happened in 2020. And those are the things that I'd actually like to highlight today. I wanted to give a nice quote that I found on Pinterest, but then I can't remember, you guys. That's why they say it's important to write down things. And I didn't even screenshot. I wanted to sound smart, but here I am sounding like... Anyways, let's move on. Let me not waste your time. Yeah, so basically, I just want to highlight some of the things that I learned personally in 2020. And I believe almost everyone learned the same things as well. And everyone can agree with me on this note. So the first thing that I want to mention is almost everyone was forced to grow. Even though we grow every year, 2020 was just different. I don't know, like, I don't know about you, but I feel like I have grown so much in 2020 than I have grown in the last 22 years of my life. 2020 just taught me so many things, and I have developed as a person. I have really grown mentally, physically. The second thing is we learned a lot of things about ourselves. Most of us didn't know the potential that we have. We learned so many things. We learned what really upsets us. We learned what really makes us happy. Me personally, there are certain things I didn't even know used to irritate me before 2020. There are certain things that I didn't even know that made me happy or that I was interested in until this year happened, until we went into quarantine and I had so much time on my hands and I realized, I was like, oh, so this is the kind of a person I am. Okay, I need to change this. I need to work on that. You know, the good and the bad. It was positive. The other one is, in 2020, I feel like most of us finally understood what mental health is. We had so much to think about. Even though it wasn't like that bad, but at least you had a feeling, you know, once at least you understood those people who are telling you, I have breakdowns. Like, this year made us experience some of those things, and we finally understood what mental health is. We realized, or we finally knew who was really there for us. We knew who our real friends were. We knew who was there to support you. It also made us realize where we stand in other people's lives, you know. I, for one, I now know, like, in almost all the relationships, my friendships and whatnot, I know where I stand in people's lives just because of, like, you know, the way the whole year just went about. You finally know, like, who's really got your back, who will really come through when you need them. You know their position in your life, and I'm sure they also know your position in their lives. Yeah. The other thing that we learned is we now know how lazy we can be. We had so much time in 2020 to do a lot of things. We made plans, guys, at the beginning of the year, especially when quarantine started. Okay, you know what? I am going to try and do this. I'm going to have to do this. But even with that much time, we still failed to do most of the things that we had on our 2021 goal, whatever plans, list. We were sleeping the whole day, guys. We never did anything. You know, I know how lazy I can be now. I know how lazy I can be, and it really scares me, because this year is the only year that we've really had time to ourselves to just accomplish certain things and do something with our lives. But most of us didn't get to the place that we thought we would be at. And it's okay. Honestly, I am not even mad at myself for the things that I didn't accomplish in 2020. We have time, and it's all right. It's okay not to achieve all your goals at the time that you planned to achieve them. The most important thing is you still have them at the back of your head, okay? You're planning on achieving them. One day, you're finally going to achieve them. You have to take things slow, and you don't have to be too hard on yourself. Another thing that we learned was we now know how much potential we have. People sat down to think of something that they could do to pass time, to make money. People were writing, people were drawing, people were playing instruments, and many other things, obviously, I can't mention. But a lot of us, most of us, tried to do at least one or two things that kept us busy, just tried to sharpen our talents. We learned how to save money. Some of us, this was the first year that we actually tried to save for the future. We only used to dream about it, but then we finally took that step into trying to save some money, because it's something that's very, very important. If you haven't yet learned how to save money, please start now. It doesn't matter how much, as long as you're taking that move. As you grow, you begin to increase how much you save. But yeah, if you haven't yet started saving money, please do. It's really, really important. It can be for emergencies or just for future plans, but it's not so clever to have all your money in your current account and spend all of it without making plans for the future. The other thing is people really do die. This year was really scary. People died last year. A lot of people died. It was really sad. And one thing that I took from that is life is too short. Learn to tell the people that you love them. Even if you can't say it, just show them one way or another. Be kind to people. You never know what happens the next day. Even if it's someone you hate, at least try to pretend. Because the minute you hear that they are gone, you're going to regret not ever telling them. You know, it will bother you, okay, not for the rest of your lives, because some of you have got these cold hearts. It will bother you for some time, you know, like, I wonder if the person actually knew that I cared for them. So if you care for someone, let them know, because life is too short. Be there for people when you can. If you can't, you explain to them. They will probably understand. It made us realize how important freedom is. Going outside whatever time you want and coming back whatever time you want without being able to worry. Not having to worry about forgetting a mask at home. All those things. I don't like boring people to death, if you know what I mean. So I really, really want to go on, but I will end here. And in conclusion, I'll just say that 2020 made us realize what really matters. We have grown, and I am grateful for everything that happened. To all the people that died, may their souls rest in peace. And I pray that, you know, in this new year, God will grant each and every one of us good health, and praying that everything goes back to normal. So thank you guys so much for listening. Goodbye.